Hey, folks, welcome back to another edition of Community Focus right here on WPGC 95.5. I'm your host, News Affairs Director Guy Lambert. You know the deal. We got a power-packed show lined up for you today. Going to get to that in just 1 second. Before we do so, need to remind you that the comments and opinions expressed during the course of this program are not necessarily the views of WPGC Radio. Well, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, as you know, we are all about the community. In this case, we're specifically focusing on seniors. You see, if you haven't heard, well, let me be the first to tell you. A number of seniors within the D.C. community are now facing consumer scams and fraud. We are going to address it. I'm pleased to say that I'm joined during this segment by none other than Mr. Idris Abdullah. He is a consumer protection advocate for the District of Columbia Government Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking. And then what do they do? Well, you should know, day in and day out, they cultivate a regulatory environment that protects consumers, attracts and retains financial services firms to the district. How about they empower and educate residents on financial matters? And last but not least, provide financing for district small businesses. And so with that, I give you Mr. Abdullah. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Guy, and thank you for the opportunity to reach out to District of Columbia residents, particularly our senior community.
Yeah, you heard me make mention of it in the intro, and that is a number of seniors are really facing a number of, let's say, consumer scams and fraud as of late. That's where you all come into play. You want to make sure that that is no longer the case. But quite honestly, sir, I had no idea that this was that big of an issue.
Well, the whole area of elder financial exploitation is huge. It is expanded, particularly as the economy has changed. And the bottom line is that the city government is very much proactive and aggressively trying to create an environment where our elder population can live, work, and play in relative safety.
Yeah, and you all are doing an amazing job at that. I'm curious, what programs does DISB have related to helping seniors understand the basics of really investing in the stock market as well?
Well, in March 2023, DISB rolled out an investor protection education program specifically designed for seniors to help them understand the stock market and the importance of investing their money wisely and safely.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about how I invest my money, and to this day, I still have issues with making sure I get it right. I would assume I'm not the only one, and it's evident that's not the case. With that being said, how can investing in the stock market really help older people? I think that's a key question.
If done properly, investing in the stock market can increase the value of one's net worth through dividends, which is simply a financial distribution or payout of profits by a corporation to its shareholders, and stock appreciation, which is an increase in value of your investment portfolio, you can grow your nest egg and live a more comfortable life with greater peace of mind. It's important to note that residents, consumers, are living longer, and it's important for our dollars to extend as long as reasonably possible.
Yeah, and that's so key. Once again, all being spearheaded by the D.C., the Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking, based right here in D.C. With that being said, you know, a lot of folks will always say, is this the right thing to do? Is it not the right thing to do? So I would ask, what should seniors consider before they do invest?
Guy, that's a good question. Put plainly, the most important thing to be aware of is that you could lose money. Investing in the stock market carries a degree of risk. Stocks may decrease in value, and therefore you could lose what you invest. Before you invest, it's important to understand your risk appetite. Consider one's objectives and time frame. Before you invest, you should ask for a written explanation of every investment opportunity. Mm. Take the time to understand your investment choices. Be wary of promises of returns that sound too good to be true. It's important to maintain account statements and confirmations, document conversations, and most of all, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
How many times have we heard that? Great advice. I'm curious, does DISB help with the estate planning? Specifically, I'm thinking about maybe drafting wills, per se.
Again, that's another great question in regard to this whole idea of estate planning and all of that. In 2023, DISB will design and roll out a senior-focused educational program that explains the importance and basics of having a will, creating a trust, and estate planning. As part of that programming, DISB will provide the senior community with valuable information regarding these products and help seniors to access free or greatly reduced services. Look for information regarding wills, trusts, and estate planning on the DISB website by March 2023.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here thinking back to my grandmother, unfortunately, who's no longer here. But I remember us sitting at the dinner table and all of us having a conversation, and two words came up, or shall I say three, power of attorney. And it kept on coming up, power of attorney. And so I would ask you, sir, first, what is a power of attorney, and why would seniors appoint one?
A power of attorney is a legal document that authorizes someone else to handle your finances and certain other matters like health care decisions on your behalf if you become incapacitated for any reason, such as cognitive decline, emergencies, medical procedures, illness, or an accident. Having these documents in place helps eliminate confusion and uncertainty for family members. It's advisable, Guy, to use a lawyer to draft a durable power of attorney. It is important to note that an ordinary power of attorney expires if you become mentally incompetent, while a durable power of attorney includes special wording that makes it effective if and when this happens. It's important to note it's relatively inexpensive and avoids the need for a court-appointed guardian.
Yeah. With that, you know, I know you're touching on it, and it's something that a lot of folks don't necessarily feel comfortable discussing, but it must be done and it has to be done. Not only that, but a lot of folks also hear about, and I've seen the commercials time and time again, a reverse mortgage. A reverse mortgage. And folks are saying, well, is that a good thing, a bad thing? I'm hoping you can elaborate.
A reverse mortgage, also known as a home equity conversion mortgage, is a loan against your home that allows you to access a portion of your equity as cash and does not need to be repaid as long as you live in your home. A reverse mortgage accrues interest and fees and continues to grow as long as you have it, and is really the opposite of a forward first trust mortgage. In a forward first trust mortgage, you have decreasing debt and increasing equity because you're making payments. In a reverse mortgage, you have increasing debt and decreasing equity because you're receiving payments. Now, reverse mortgages, only homeowners 62 years of age and older, borrowing against their primary residence, that have no federal claims, liens, defaults, or debts qualify. Importantly, one must have sufficient resources to continue paying property taxes and home insurance. And consumers must complete counseling and receive a certificate prior to securing a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, once again, all important information. And of course, speaking of important information, seniors that actually, let's say, run into any issues or any problems, who should they contact if they have a dispute with let's say, a financial institution, a firm, or a company?
Well, seniors should contact the company first to see if they can resolve the matter themselves. Generally, companies will have a complaint resolution department that should be contacted in the first instance directly. Seniors do not get the resolution they were looking for or believe their issues were not addressed properly, then they should contact DISB, the District of Columbia Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking, by filing a consumer complaint. The easiest way to do this is by visiting the DISB website at www.disb.dc.gov and going to the consumer complaint section. Once you select that icon, they will find a consumer complaint form that should be completed, signed, and sent electronically to the department. Once DISB receives a complaint, someone will immediately be assigned to review the matter. Generally, it takes 45 business days to resolve consumer complaints. And we're kind of proud to say that in the year 2022, we were basically operating at 100% rate of our dealing with consumer complaints within that 45 business day time frame. So we take our consumer complaints very, very seriously at the Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking.
Wow. Amazing work coming from an amazing organization. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we've been chit-chatting with none other than Idris Abdullah, Consumer Protection Advocate with the District of Columbia Government Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking. Sir, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you so much for all you do and all the organization does as well.
And Guy, I just want to kind of close out with a reminder. The DISB is hosting a virtual workshop on mental health parity for seniors on March 15th, 2023. And we want to encourage our senior population to attend. Again, please visit our website at www.disb.dc.gov for further detailed information regarding all our senior programming designed for residents age 62 and older. Thank you so much for your time.
Awesome. Well, thank you, sir, and continued success. All right, folks, stick around. We're going to take a quick break. More community focus coming up next right here on WPGC 95.5.